Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Authentic News with Keith Rogers here. You know, I was going to say this. I see Layla there. Canada's on there. It's good to see her. I watch these news articles, and it says like a shooting, like a person dies or something like that from a shooting like that. And I keep thinking that's fluff news, because what is the difference of that than dropping a 2,000-pound bomb at a bunch of Palestinian kids and watching these Telegram channels posting all these horrible images of these burnt Palestinian babies and stuff like that, you know? It's just horrible. Anyway, Layla, good afternoon.
Hello. I guess the connection was just made. I think what's interesting is in previous centuries, we were run by monarchies. We are now run by global corporations. The monarchies were usually related through marriage. It's very likely a lot of these corporations are interrelated. And now when I think of Zionism, it's a corporation, but it's probably the most vicious corporation it's the most open. It seems to think that it can hide behind the religious smokescreen, which it used in order to steal a land, a country. And it was aided by the corporations of England, America, and Europe, because they wanted to ensure access to the global south through the Suez Canal. So now what do we have? We have corporations basically running the Arab countries, like the Saudi royalty. They're totally in coordinating with Israel. So is the United Arab Emirates. So is Kuwait. And Qatar is the owners and providers of Al Jazeera, which gives us great news. But that's to inflame us and keep us preoccupied. Yeah. I don't doubt for a moment that Qatar is part of this corporate alliance now between the so-called Arabs and so-called Israelis. It's just the corporation, and they're out to kill us. They're going to use us. We're just another commodity. And as long as we as a commodity are useful, we will continue to exist in our present form. When they decide that they need to alter our DNA to make us more useful to them as a commodity, they will do that. And they've already begun with their stupid injections and their mRNA and through the food that they've altered. It's horrendous. The question is, what are we going to do? Now, for example, you talked about immigrants. I'm glad you brought up that subject, because the hostility towards them is, I'm old enough to remember the days when South American immigrants used to hold up signs and protest and say, gringo, go home, because the gringo was down there exploiting them and destroying their lives. And now we're seeing the blowback, essentially. But a lot of them, I know because I'm from Palestine, when we fled before it got really bad. But everybody that was chased out ended up in South America, in Latin and Central America, the Caribbean, and parts, and especially Mexico. And a lot of them are in Texas. A lot of Palestinians in Texas, especially San Antonio and Laredo. I found them through DNA connections, because we all lost touch with each other. The American and Canadian governments were down in South America recruiting people 10 years ago to come to North America.
And you remember Obama, right?
They wanted to bring them here.
Obama.
This immigration is not just from there. As you said, it's from in here. We're bringing them here.
Obama had his MRAP vehicles for the military down there in Mexico, and I saw those young Hispanic boys crawling all over those MRAP vehicles, just all giddy like that, and with the promise of a path to citizenship that they could come into America, bring their families, and while they're in the military, they could work off their so-called citizenship.
And the Canadian government was down there in El Salvador. In fact, one of my cousins said that her father had to close down his shirt factory because their employees were being stolen away by the Canadian government. He said, we'll pay your fare to go to Canada. We'll find you a place to live. We'll give you jobs, money, and whatever. So this has been happening for a couple of decades at least, because they were aware of it, because her father had to close down his business. He lost his employees. So this has been going on. And it's just the corporations that are killing us. And this whole, the most pernicious to my mind, the most pernicious is the Zionist one, because it uses God as its shield.
Yeah.
Jesus, the Bible. I find
Same here, though, Layla. It's God bless America. You know, America can't be at fault. American exceptionalism, you know.
Yes, divine manifest destiny, was that it? And
and
Britain, of course, the divine rule of monarchs. The exploitation goes back, I mean, that we're aware of, to Queen Elizabeth I. And yet now we see this grotesque creature, Charles III. I don't care how much cosmetic surgery they've done to bring his ears in closer to his skull. He's still grotesque. But how can the British people, I mean, did you see how they turned out for the coronation?
Yeah.
Are people, how stupid are human beings? We have to look at ourselves. What is it about us that makes us so gullible and so easily manipulated, where we even turn around and kill one another and then believe God is on our, God told us to do this, or God, we're the chosen, we're the superior race. We're either God's chosen people.
Well, that's like Bush or Tony Blair. They have these meetings, and they charge $100,000 for a plate or something like that, and people go to those things. I mean, these guys are morally corrupt.
Yeah, so it's beyond simply, I mean, somebody enables the corporations, the WEF, the CFR, all of these alphabet organizations, the United Nations. You know who advised Rockefeller to give that property to the UN to clean up his image after the disaster in one of his Colorado mines? It was a Canadian who used to be a labor minister, was voted out of office, and while he was out of office, he was hired by Rockefeller to advise him on labor, how to deal with his miners in Colorado after they'd been killed in that massacre.
The Ludlow Massacre, yeah.
You remember that? I can't
remember. Oh yeah.
Remember exactly.
You remember though that the UN is built on a butcher yard.
which is ironic. but it was William Lyon Mackenzie King, who was a Satanist. He used to. I remember I was either in elementary school or high school when we were studying. We always in history. The teacher jokingly said, "The William Lyon Mackenzie King, when he later became prime minister, used to consult his crystal ball to talk to his dead mother."
Well, it reminds you,
unmarried, probably a pedophile.
Well, it reminds you of it reminds you of Trump over there in Saudi Arabia with their hands on that glowing ball, you know?
Oh my God, yeah, I worry. If Trump is the only option to Biden, who's really being run by Blinken, let's face it, Blinken is really the de facto president. People say Obama, maybe Obama, but I think it's Blinken. Blinken and Netanyahu, when I see them sitting side by side, deciding on what they're going to do about how they're going to soften the response to their slaughter in Gaza, I think there they are, the two Yiddishers, who are making the decisions for all of these 22,000 lives, and not even a humane murder. They have to torture them to death with terror and fear, and then dismember them and have them watch the loved ones be dismembered and suffering. This is so sadistic. And what does it do to us who watch it? And then eventually we go, I sat mesmerized, practically paralyzed, but I started going about my business and doing the regular stuff. It's now the norm.
Yeah, you know,
horrifying.
Layla, back in the 80s and 90s, they had a problem. It was an immigration problem, of course. But what it was all these farms in Southern California that were hiring immigrants. A lot of them were illegal and stuff. But the farmers were so cheap that they wouldn't put porta potties out there, and this is all documented. The immigrants were doing their number twos in the field there, and then you had all these E. coli bacteria outbreaks and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know I don't eat raw vegetables? I will not eat anything that I cannot boil first.
Yeah.
Because of that, because I constantly worry about E. coli. I used to like to eat dates, but you can't boil dates. lose their... eat your fruits and vegetables, folks. Make sure you get your E. coli.
That's it.
It's horrible what they've done to us. And anyway, what is going to happen now that South Africa has I'm not surprised that, because when I saw Cyril Ramaphosa, he was near practically in tears. He was so indignant. This was about a month and a half ago, where he was complaining about what Israel was doing and the slaughter. I knew that if any country we could count on, all the others were paying lip service, like Erdogan or all those others. It was just lip service, but Ramaphosa I could see. And that is because South Africa was highly colonized and abused terribly by Israel, along with the white, the Boer or the white South Africans.
Yeah.
So he knew what it was like. And by the way, you're old enough probably to remember the murder of Dag Hammarskjöld, UN Secretary General.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he went down to Congo to prevent, he was there to try and mediate because one of the breakaway province had all the Belgian mining companies.
Yeah.
He was eventually murdered by an organization called SAMAR. If you get a chance, look it up on BitChute. It's Cold Case Dag Hammarskjöld.
I just saw that on Covert Action.
You saw it, then you know the story. The documentary is very winding. It's very long, and if I had done it, I would have edited it very differently. I would have started out, because 2 years later, Kennedy was dead. I mean, we have Dag Hammarskjöld getting on the plane. That's the last time he's seen alive. Then the plane goes down, and then we see Kennedy paying tribute to Dag Hammarskjöld. And then there's a whole bunch of meandering stuff with the two Scandinavian journalists. But they finally end up in search of the cause of Dag Hammarskjöld's plane going down, and they discover that it was done by a group that was experimenting with creating vaccines in South Africa, and they were injecting the blacks with HIV. Blacks of South Africa. So that is how long, and it was called SAMAR. They've named themselves the South African Institute for Maritime Research. That was the name they were using. But they spread HIV throughout South Africa.
Yeah, did you catch my show yesterday, the first hour?
No, I didn't.
Why don't you go back to the archives and listen to it, okay?
Oh, is it on RBN? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I filled in for Jim yesterday, too.
Oh, I didn't even realize that RBN was on live yesterday. I thought it was New Year's Day, and there was
Jim asked me to fill in. But if you listen to the first hour, you'll see about what this vaccine stuff was. Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Great. Well, I'm glad someone is addressing it. Thank you for that. All right.
All right.
Happy New Year.
All right, Leila. I'm going to let you go. I want to play another clip here in a second.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Best to you there. I'm so sick and tired of hearing. I hate politicians. I mean, I loathe every one of them. I'm old enough to know that from the 60s and stuff of what this country was to what it looks like now. And I ask all my veteran friends, you know, is this what you fought for? Hell no. You know, but anyway, if you recall when Donald Trump was in office there, that he increased the green cards by 45%. And this applied to India. And this is where all the telcos and stuff were firing, giving their pink slip notices to American workers. One of them alone was 3,600 workers. I can't remember if it was AT&T or Verizon. I think it was Amdocs, so it may have been Verizon. But anyway, they had to train their replacements, and then, of course, they were fired. And then out of that, we get to press one to hear something in English in our own home country. So on lieu of that, I have another video here. We have a Trump out here right now who's talking about he's going to do this mass deportation, as Tom talked about yesterday. Mass deportation. Get rid of all these illegals. So would you please play that clip?
Be with us as we offer up a prayer for end of white supremacy.
Is that it? Okay, you're right. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America.
Replacement conspiracy theory.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock.
This is U.S. policy. And again, Trump has to answer to all of his corporate sponsors and stuff. Remember, even before Trump went to China, he had to meet with all his corporate buddies. That's because over 350 U.S. businesses are over in China. Why did Biden send all that strategic oil supply to China? Well, because 350 businesses are there, you know, that are all U.S. We're being sold out, and that's why I have no stock in what these politicians have to say. Same thing when I listened to Fetzer's show, I think it was the Real News one. Anyway, it opens up with Donald Trump giving his great blessings of Happy Hanukkah. I didn't see his Christmas message. I saw his Hanukkah message, though. And Israel's right to defend themselves and stuff like that, you know. But I have another video called Owned on my server there, but it starts out with Goldman Sachs saying that Trump is worth more alive than he is dead. And he tried to dismiss saying that, well, it didn't mean we're going to kill him or anything like that. But, you know, but when the banks bail you out from your failed businesses, it's like Trump goes clear back to Panama, laundering money for the cartels and stuff during the Iran-Contras there. Khashoggi, Adam Khashoggi, is who, that's the uncle of the journalist that was murdered by the Saudis there. But Adam Khashoggi is one that sold Donald Trump his $20 million yacht. But all these are co-related. This all goes back to the shadow government, the Contras, when this government went underground, and Americans have no part in it. They're just supposed to get out there and vote for their candidate. And then you have to figure it this way, though. If the CIA is rigging elections and taking people out elsewhere, you can sure bet it's the CIA or the FBI over here doing the same thing. They're putting their people in position, just like you heard the Klaus Schwab talk about how he has all his minions embedded in all these governments around the world, and they're the ones pushing this WEF policy there. It's more than satanic in a way, but spiritually, I guess that's where they say our war is a spiritual warfare. But we should be prepping for this. But you, did I play that human rights one? Let me go back to Skype here. I can click on it. Okay, would you play that one? This is a... Do I have time on the thing? Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. Would you play that one on human rights?
The idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do.
If this is the kind of thing they say out loud in public, what are they keeping to themselves?
Again, this is administered by the United States. This is what's going on. We'll be right back.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Welcome back, everyone. Run out of time here, but there's a special meeting coming up there for the a briefing notice there from Congress. And I noticed that Jamie Raskin, the Jewish senator, congressman, is a ranking member there. But I'm not sure if this is going to be about UFOs or what. But Raskin, if you look it up there, he's the one that said that Russia must be destroyed because of its Orthodox Christianity, quote unquote. I want to play that clip here real fast, and then I've got two calls here. So when you hear all this stuff about the wars and stuff like that, and in the last 3 years about a vaccine, was all about saving lives and stuff like that, you know, and how much the vaccines did to save millions. Play that clip, please.
This report I received today is a monumental document in more ways than one. But it is a very, very important piece of America's history, and it will shape America's future in ways that will make us a more honorable, more successful, and more ethical country. What this committee learned, I would like to review today with a little more detail than Dr. Faden said, because I think it must be engraved on our national memory. Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. The goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body. While most of the tests were ethical by any standards, some were unethical, not only by today's standards, but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted. They failed both the test of our national values and the test of humanity. Informed consent means your doctor tells you the risk of the treatment you are about to undergo. In too many cases, informed consent was withheld. Americans were kept in the dark about the effects of what was being done to them. The deception extended beyond the test subjects themselves to encompass their families and the American people as a whole. For these experiments were kept secret. And they were shrouded not for a compelling reason of national security, but for the simple fear of embarrassment. And that was wrong. So today, on behalf of another generation of American leaders and another generation of American citizens, the United States of America offers a sincere apology to those of our citizens who were subjected to these experiments, to their families, and to their communities. When the government does wrong...
That's good. You know, that, I don't know if you caught that, but that was Bill Clinton saying that on another channel which was adjacent to the O.J. Simpson verdict. So while everyone was tuned into the O.J. Simpson verdict, that was being broadcast on another one. And this experiment stuff was included airports of putting pathogens to see how they'd go through the air and stuff like that, you know. I remember the Eastern Mediterranean fruit fly down in California where they sprayed like 1,100 or 1,700 square miles, and then they tracked the cancers of the humans and stuff like that to how badly they were affected. And like that. I mean, I'm not worried about Russia. I'm not worried about Iran. I'm not worried about China. I'm worried about this government. Francis in North Carolina.
Hey, young man. Good gosh, this is unbelievable. One thing, I am going to play a little bit silly or stupid and inquire about regarding that one audio piece about vaccines and so forth and something called CEPIC or whatever, S-E-P-I. What is that an acronym for to begin with?
I'm not sure. I know they use different acronyms for the usage or application, I guess they call it, you know.
Ah, they keep people dumbed down and not sure what they're dealing with and so forth, so they shrug it off. And
well, like I mentioned on the show yesterday, the egg shortage, and then they come out and they say that the eggs were blocking the vaccine uptake of the spike protein, which turned out to be the AIDS virus.
Good figure. Now, I do realize one thing I kind of find very fascinating is that the whole fiasco around bringing people in illegally and so forth at the southern border and so forth, regardless of whether the border there is around the U.S., basically fulfills one tenet of what's called the Hegelian dialectic, which is just screaming in our face and everything, just so that people will ask for a solution, which already have set and ready to go.
It's a biosecurity.
And people are not going to go for that. Some might, because they're not thinking about it consciously, whatever the case might be, using the brain cells that they have left. Whereas other people will comprehend it and like, oh no, you know, I don't think so.
Francis, you never see local news or any of the YouTube videos.
No.
Yeah, they keep you in the dark, and then suddenly they says Congress passed such and such. You're like, I never even heard nothing about it.
Well, that's the problem.
Or Pelosi. Yeah, it has 2,000 pages. We'll have to pass it to see what's in it.
Considering the fact that her husband is getting off on never mind.
I got a break here. You want to hang on?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got to snap Jim out of this post-Vietnam War music. It's a Waylon and a Willie or something like that. Anyway, if Layla's still listening, I want to do an urgent update here. In the last 24 hours, over 350 Palestinians have been killed. There's more than 17,000 martyred and 46,000 injured. That was just updated here on Telegram. Back to my caller there. So go ahead, Francis.
Well, in short, quite frankly, just as a note of inquisitiveness, the situation with the UN, which, quite frankly, should be abolished.
United nothing. Well, they failed, just like a League of Nations.
Well, there you go. The reason being I say that is because, for one thing, when they go and say, okay, we're going to provide aid to people in Gaza, but yeah, we're not going to call a ceasefire to the military operations coming down on the people in Gaza, the Palestinians. And I'm like, now how hypocritical can you get?
To begin well, here, on matter of fact, as you're saying that, the main targets on this last incursion by Israel are targets of ambulances, 240 medical personnel. You know, under Geneva conventions, like MASH units and stuff, they were always off limit. You couldn't target a hospital.
Well, if that's the case, then Why is not the Geneva Convention or whatever conference or whatever you want to call it doesn't come down the UN as well as the other military factions that are behind this whole fiasco?
Because you'll have someone like Nikki Haley that will bend down next to whoever votes against with some threat, you know.
You know, but Nikki Haley can take the whole UN and Geneva and so forth and shove it up her backside.
I can see why men would turn gay when he had a choice with Nikki Haley.
I really didn't need that, but that was a good one. Oh my gosh. I could have said something more derogatory than that, but I'm leaving it alone until later tonight. But anyway, I just find it absolutely repulsive and intellectually challenged because, I mean, for the UN to do that kind of action, it's like, excuse me, then why are you existing, let alone existing in the U.S. to begin with?
Well, it's like NATO. 25% of its funding comes from the United States, and all it does is create war. It's like voting. They say that whenever you vote, you're just electing another John McCain, you know.
Don't get me started with that fiasco. But, you know, that's true. They're getting the funding from the U.S., but also not only are they getting the funding from the U.S. As far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, but also the government and the military of Israel as well. So. Mm-hmm. It's like having a double-barrel shotgun up against the head of the American people themselves.
Well, now, Francis, I look at it this way. Yeah, look at $34 trillion in debt. What would America look like today if that $34 trillion was spent here?
The U.S. would be a sparkling gem.
Yeah.
And then some. I mean, no one would have a need for anything as far as their health is concerned, as far as their diet is concerned. As far as their education is concerned, nothing. It would be all brought down to point zero.
Yeah, I've got a feeling they're going to nationalize everything here to start paying off its debt.
Well, that's going to be a real, never mind. That's going to be a fiasco in its own right. That's an aspect of, what did you say, monetizing or nationalizing or whatever? That's another fiasco joke.
Well, in a way it is. Anyway, I've got to run along here, but I'll tell you what. Remember when all these South American countries, whether it's Chile, Libya, stuff, when Gaddafi nationalized their oil and stuff, the program started up, free farming, free tractors, all this stuff, the paid education, and they don't want that here because they want you paying from birth to death into a system of corporate slavery.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they like to tax you to death from the time you're born to the time you are either cremated or laying in a casket. And with that,
that's it.
Have a great week. Play hard.
Yeah, best of you. John in Texas.
Keith. Hello, Keith. Hey, it's great to hear you again, mate. Really great.
I love to hear your accent there. Go ahead.
I heard Layla earlier on talking about Prince Charles, and that's what prompted me to call in. But before I go there, have you ever seen the documentary about Trump called You've Been Trumped?
No, I've got one called Trojan Horse. It's probably identical to it, though.
It's about his golf course up in Aberdeen in Scotland. And it came out about 10 years ago, and then all of a sudden, a couple of days ago, it popped up on YouTube again. So I watched it again, and it just, you know, just illustrated what a piece of crap that man is. I know a lot of RBN callers love this guy, but I'm sorry, I wouldn't pee down his throat if his belly caught fire.
Yeah, so the main one I've got is called Owned, and it starts out with him being awarded all his Kabbalah awards and stuff like that, you know. And
God, yeah.
Like Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson wears that red string around his wrist, you know.
Yeah. Well, apart from spoiling some beautiful sand dunes on the coast there, he actually cut through the water supply to this little cottage of a 90-year-old woman who lived there, and she never had running water for over 5 years as a result of that. They never bloody fixed the pipe. But I won't dwell on him because I just hate thinking about that man. But here, Prince Charles, back in the 80s, I was I was an aspiring actor, and like most actors, you need a part-time job. And we all used to work as waiters for catering agencies. And sometimes, depending on the gig, there was this big agency in town. And I also found out that if you worked as a butler, you got an extra couple of pounds an hour. So I went and bought a butler outfit and started working as a butler. I had no experience. Well, this gig comes up this night, and it was for the deposed King Constantine of Greece, with his 50th birthday party. It was being held in Spencer House in London, and I thought that was Diana's family, but that turned out to be a Rothschild property. Well, whose table do I get allocated but Prince Charles's table? And I'm thinking, oh my God. So just going through the gig, putting out the starters and pouring the wine and the glass of water. And then no one told me what to do. I said, well, normally when you're serving a table, you walk over and see if anybody needs anything. But I thought, well, this is Prince Charles here. I can't just walk up to the table. Are you allowed to talk to him? I didn't know what the hell to do. So I just stood at my little station until it was time to change the place and that. So all those poor people at that table that night, they only had one glass of wine during the whole meal. And I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Well, I can't stand people who get lionized. Like I say, my cousin Obama, he has that presidential library. I doubt he's got one photo of the kids that he had droned to death hanging in that library.
Just one more thing about Charlie Boy. I remember seeing it on when he was sitting in the church at his mother's funeral, and I was sitting there looking how many people are in there, and every one of them knows that his best buddy, Jimmy Savile, was one of the most horrible people ever lived, a necrophiliac pedophile, and that was his best pal. And again, when he got crowned king, oh my God.
Yeah, on Twitter or X, someone says something about, how could a politician do this? I says, I guess you didn't hear about Epstein, did you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to run along here. But anyway, John, thanks
right,
for calling
mate.
In, okay?
Cheers.
Yes to you there. Chris in Virginia there.
Sir, can you? Yeah, y'all are talking about Trump. I have to give you my quick opinion on that. It's with I wanted to believe in Trump, of course, and I like the way that he talked people down that needed to be put in their place, who other politicians didn't do. But ultimately, 2020 was proof to me what he could have done. I mean, for one thing, they came in his office and told him 2 million people are going to die if we don't shut everything down. And you mean to tell me I can figure out here, Joe Q Public, that was crap by some British guy with a bogus model that you could read yourself and see it was all crap.
Well, Gordon Brown came out of the G7. Yeah, Gordon Brown came out of the G7 and says, we'll decide who lives and who dies. And then you find out that these Australian hospitals are injecting people while they're under in another procedure like that. With the COVID vaccines and stuff, that's not informed consent.
No, it's absolutely not. I just wanted to say real quick and let you go that you're doing a great job, by the way. I wish I'd known your Happy New Year. Welcome back, guys. My biggest fear right now is that we're on the cusp of a Pearl Harbor like we've never seen, where these people are just going to come out of the woodwork and just start shooting. Everywhere.
Well, they want a false flag to bring in Rex 84 to suspend the Constitution. They've been already telegraphing about nuclear stuff, EMPs and stuff. They're trying to get Americans ready to say that either North Korea or something like that has launched an attack on America, and then it's all out war, and you're supposed to send your precious children off to fight for this country, which is supposed to be full of freedom, and then right after they get done, they're going to lock you down like mad, you know?
Yes, sir. One more thing. I saw a recent video of a train in London, or maybe it was Spain, or maybe it was Italy, but basically it was an immigrant beating the crap out of a citizen while all the other citizens sat there, did absolutely nothing.
Oh, I see it all the time. Yeah, people have filmed that.
And
they'll put it on their YouTube channel or whatever platform, Odyssey. And they'll brag about it, hoping for likes and stuff like that. It's like, why didn't you step in?
Right. Right. So what I'm saying is, I think that all the people you see driving down the street, like I'm driving right now, about 80% of them are the same crap, same cowards. Yeah. I hate to say it.
My fellow Americans, with James Garner, in that one line there, talks about how Carter helped build houses, and James Garner says, "Well, he didn't vote for me, so F him."
All right, sir. All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Best to you. Yeah. Anyway. You know, it is. It's kind of sad there that there is so much inactivity from Americans. You know, as a firefighter, the pager goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's 2 feet of snow out there. It's 20 below. You don't really care. You're out there to save lives. And you go out there, say, 5-6 miles from the house out here, and you try to find a car that allegedly is supposed to be in the ditch and found out it went up over the railroad tracks after a half-hour search. And I mean, it went up over the railroad track. So it went down the ditch, up the other side, and rocketed up the other side and landed on the other side of the railroad tracks like that. Anyway, then you find out that the car had a pound of meth in it. Then, of course, you realize structurally-wise where you are, geographically where you were, that he came around the corner, he got cell service, and he started texting one of his friends saying, "Hey, I'm almost there with the meth." He didn't say meth, you know, but... And he lost control of the vehicle and wiped out like that. So, It's the corruption. And, of course, they keep this going like that because it fuels local law enforcement. The CAFA report. That way they can say, well, we need a new prowler car. We need 2 new deputies or something like that. And it just keeps the local court system going, you know.
You just made me think of the most disgusting thing I ever saw
Hillary Clinton?
The school video. The school video of the Uvalde school shooting where that guy went and used the hand sanitizer. I almost threw up in my mouth when I saw that.
Well, that's why I hate that pluralism, like I've been saying, because it's like saying that we, speaking for Jeffrey Dahmer and us, we all had dinner at his house, and then I took the extra ribs home to my dogs. I mean, that's, you know, support your fellow American, right?
Right. Well, I've never heard that one before. So, I guess we're screwed, right?
Well, I know there's going to come a revolution like that, but I don't know whether it'd be bloody, but they say it won't be televised. But I would start listening more about what Orwell said, because it's all there. As a matter of fact, his last, if you go back to Orwell's last video recording like that, where he talked about what was coming, that's on YouTube. You can watch it.
Okay, right, when he was dying.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, 1984 was supposed to be fictional. They've turned it into a script. Like Bill Cooper said when he spoke about the Bible, he says, "I don't know if these guys are, if they wrote it ahead of time, because if so, they're following it like a script." Then he says, "Or that it was from God, and God has warned us."
Right. I believe the latter.
Yeah.
Personally. I have his book, too, Behold a Pale Horse. I bought it a long time ago.
Revelation 13.
Yes, absolutely, sir.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had, brother. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, my best to you there, Good Chris, job. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you take care of yourself. You know, I don't know if you guys are into it, but Telegram is one of the best platforms out there. It's a Russian platform like that. You can say about whatever you want on there. If you post something, though, you have to make sure you pre-lead the post with some kind of informative thing. Otherwise, you'll get thrown off as a bot. But there is some of the most interesting information, videos, all this stuff. It's all live. And most people, like I say, they depend on Twitter and stuff, which is highly censored. I have that video from Bill Moyer, and he's talking to one of the auditors from the Pentagon. And they're talking about how the NSA center down there in Utah can store 1 yottabyte of information, which is any book written in the entire history of mankind can be stored there at that NSA place. But anyway, in it, though, he says that there's 400,000 feds working at Silicon Valley. There's your freedom of speech. And, of course, what they do is, and if you've been watching these Josh Hawley things Jordan Peterson, I guess it is. No, that's not right. Anyway, the other senator. Jordan. Anyway, so anyway, if you watch these guys, well, because the feds can't legally do this by censoring your First Amendment, well, they write it into all the user agreements of the platforms, whether it's Microsoft, Twitter, whatever like that, you know, or X. But I got banned off of Twitter at the time for posting a PubMed article, which was 100% correct. And after a year like that, it came out that I was correct. And so I reapplied to Twitter. I says, here's the information I got banned from. And I says, I want you to know that all the blood of those people that died are on your hands. I got a tweet back from them or an email back from them within 3 hours. It says your account will be reinstated within 3 hours. Wait for your user list like that to appear within 24 hours like that. But I had my account back. But, you know, remember, New York Times and Washington Compost says don't do your own research. Well, I do. We'll be right back.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
Welcome back, everyone.
Who is it for?
It's Keith Rogers here on Authentic News. Belgorod is under attack again. You ever notice all these U.S. arms are going to attack civilians or cities? They're not attacking Russia or anything like that. They're just bombing civilians. So, again, when you hear that vaccines are all about saving lives, Hush. Anyway. And Tel Aviv is being shelled right now or rocketed. There's so much death in the world. That's why you can't even talk to doctors nowadays, because they're so set by this AMA stuff like that. They can only do this. They can only do that. Remember, this is the same medical system that paid two shrinks, $82 million to devise a torture program for Gitmo over there. A lot of these evil Muslims, never convicted, sat in their prison over there in Gitmo for, two decades and stuff like that. If it's not the Arab Muslims, it's the Russians, Orthodox Christians. If it's not that, it's all through Latin America with the Catholics. Again, remember, during the Contras and such, they kept highlighting the Soviets, but they weren't killing Soviets, they were killing Catholics. E. Michael Jones had remarked, I think it was Hiroshima, one of the targeted centers over there was right over a Catholic center over in Japan. But if you haven't seen that video, by the way, it's Oppenheimer 2 by E. Michael Jones. Fantastic video. But it talks about who was behind the entire Manhattan Project there. But I'm more into documentaries and stuff. I don't know how people can watch this crap on TV nowadays. I don't even have a TV. But I like old noir-type videos and stuff, you know, like Perry Mason or all this detective stuff. And I always think whenever I watch these things like that, crime was always, you know, it was always your detectives and stuff trying to thwart what other Americans were doing, whether it was the mob or something like that, you know. And you realized how much crime was at home here. And again, it's like, well, I know Russia has its problem. You see these guys, they can't drive, I know that. I've always joked about how Putin was going to activate his secret cells of Russian drivers, and they could take out what infrastructure is left of America here, because, boy, I tell you, those crazy Russian crashes over there, they take out a lot of stuff. And which is funny, because on YouTube, I have to sign in to watch a crazy Russian video, but I don't have to sign in to watch two 13-year-old boys put makeup on each other. And that's another subject that's coming up here before too long here, because they just keep pushing these the sodomy here in the United States and stuff, the transgenderism, the woke agenda. If you're Christian or have some spiritual side like that, I don't care how you look at it, that this country is gone. It's just flat gone. And again, yesterday it was Berlin, same thing with that children's book. Chicago, that teacher passing out dildos and butt plugs to four-year-old students. Someone like that would have been removed, you know. It used to be in my day that someone that was perverted wasn't allowed to live with even 1,000 feet of a school, and now they got them as teachers. It's ridiculous, you know. Did I hear something in there? I wasn't sure. Yeah, I did. Anyway, hey, thanks for tuning in today. Thank Jim Fetzer there for letting me fill in on a show here. I guess Jim would be back tomorrow. If you can, help support RBN there with their new rabble-rousing promo there. And I might catch out here again. If not, otra vez amigo.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.